Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Timo joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will bring you into the conversation. So, Timo, welcome in, sir.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing tonight?
I don't have the applause button available right this second. I have a cat. I'm trying to get off my keyboard here. Harry. Anyway, what's the latest with you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, just been last week. I wasn't feeling too swift, and I had a doctor's appointment, so I couldn't make it on time. So,
yeah.
So far everything's doing fine. I won't be here next week. I'm gonna be in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I'll actually be at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the weekend.
You doing some work?
Yes.
All right. Well, can't argue with that.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got to, even a person in a wheelchair's got to work every once in a while, you know?
Understood.
Especially with Biden's economy anyway.
So, I'm just in shock still over the whole Judge Erdogan saying that that Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million. When I just saw something that somebody shared on Spybook in 1983, Mar-a-Lago was worth $20 million. So
well,
the depreciation,
the way everything else has gone up, you know, real estate property has gone through the roof in the last 5 years.
Except for Mar-a-Lago. It's gone down $2 million in the last 20.
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be, losing money, apparently.
Oh, my home insurance went up like $400 a year this year because allegedly my house is now worth $380,000, according to the Clark County assessors. There's no way I would pay $400,000 for this house.
But hey, on the open market, it's once again, you can make almost, you can sell your house, probably make $400,000. But yet you wouldn't be able to get into anything under $600,000.
Yeah, I would get a smaller house for more money.
Exactly.
And a 30-year mortgage when I'm 52? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not going to be paying this when I'm 80.
And that's why, prices are jumping up, and then all of a sudden they're going, wait, now the prices are jumping up, we can tax everybody more, so.
Well, and then you have Klaus Schwab that wants to ban worldwide home ownership and ban cars by the year 2030. And banning your own home garden.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get to the point where we need a certificate to breathe air.
Well, we do have carbon credits.
Just that word alone shrivels my genitalia, that?
Yeah, I understand, sir. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and let Bianchi in here. I haven't talked to him this week. Welcome in, sir.
There should be 24/7 picketing and protests outside the judge's house.
Well, the truckers are going to protest New York City. I don't know how that's going to change things. I'm hoping for the best.
Put someone in the mind. It's the way they do Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
And Kavanaugh all the time when the decision on Roe was on the burner. How you doing, Vito?
That's not Vito, that's Chemo. K-I-M-O, Chemo.
Chemo,
what's
how
up?
You doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Bianchi?
All pissed from time to time. Oh, by the way, Brave up my browser that me and Proof use. They hadn't credited us for our BAT, Basic Attention Tokens.
Okay.
I sent them a letter, right? And they brought me up to where I'm supposed to be. So I guess you just got to write them.
Hey,
but
have
no,
you,
I
either of you ever signed up for a program called Lolly? We have an affiliate program with them. I play the commercial sometimes.
No, I never heard of it.
So if you order things, you can get money back in Bitcoin. For example, if you align your debit card with this Lolly, and you go to Albertson's grocery store, you get 3% cash back or in Bitcoin. So I've had this about 2 years. I've earned just over $51 so far. It's not a lot, but I don't use it a lot.
Well, it sounds like every little bit helps, don't it?
Yeah. I use them and Rakuten and Upside, and if it's not on Rakuten and it's on Lolly, I'll use Lolly, but usually I get Rakuten because that's cash.
They used to have it on Amazon where you could contribute to your favorite charity.
Oh, I know. I appreciated all of that. We had that for about 6 or 7 years. I appreciated that.
Yeah. But not no more.
No. Chemo, are you familiar with that Lolly?
I haven't looked into it just yet. I've looked into a lot of Rakuten stuff, you know, and if I do use Rakuten, it's got usually like in the Springs or Denver. It does save, you know, in the long run, it, you know, it saves me money, but.
Yeah, well, you can get money back on Airbnb. I've done that before.
But just like you, I personally don't use it as much either. So, you know, I've seen the savings or, you know, seen the cash back, but I'm waiting to, you know, actually be able to use it to its full potential and see what's up.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that have not really gotten into cryptocurrency yet, so this is a way to just get some free crypto. And now that Bitcoin is over 51,000 a coin again, it's not going to hurt to get some freebies.
Yeah, they jumped up to 51,000.
Yep.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, it was like at 18,000.
I have a Coinbase. I buy about a couple $100 every month. When it got down to real low. I've always had Bitcoin, 51,309. It's supposed to be splitting. And
well, that might be okay.
Yeah, and it should be.
Nothing wrong with splitting because that means it doubles.
Well,
yeah, it goes back down.
As long as it doesn't drop too much.
Goes back down to 25,000 and people start buying it again.
Yeah, that's the goal. So if it splits at and it goes to 20 or whatever it is, and then people buy it back up to like 26, 27. That's about what I would expect.
Well, it'd be nice if the SEC would stop jacking around with. It seems like every time the common man come up with a way to get ahead, they always want to squash him like stomping roaches. That pissed me off. Capital gains should be no more than regular tax on income with all the privileges.
Short-term I can't believe that they want to do unrealized gains.
Oh, this is Janice Yellen, yes. They'd be taxing you on your house before you sell it.
Yeah, so if there was a month where, and it doesn't have to be a month, I'm just giving an example. If my house, which is allegedly according to Zillow, was $396,000, and if it went up to $1 million for a month, and then it went back down to $58,000, I'm going to have unrealized gains of $1 million, and then I'm going to have to pay the tax on that.
Yeah, that's what their plan is. That's exactly. It's ridiculous.
So if they do that, if they do that for two weeks every year, they would get everybody out of the real estate market because you don't who would want to pay tax, which is more than what the property is worth at the end of the year.
Yeah, and they want you to, you know, retirees, they can opt to have no tax taken out until they pay at the end of the year. Well, hell, they want to penalize you for not paying your taxes every month. I mean, it's always a scheme with this outfit. Americans should be able to keep their tax money in their pocket. Go back to the old-fashioned way of apportionment. 50 states split it up according to your population.
Here's the thing, Bianchi, is that these globalists, and I can't say that they're 100% wrong, but they feel as though the 99% are just a bunch of schlubs. And the 1% can just dictate what everybody else does with their life.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's the attitude that they take.
But they don't have any people skills, though. That's the thing. Klaus Schwab doesn't like people. Bill Gates doesn't like people. Noah Harari doesn't like people. They look at us like we're cockroaches. Because they don't have any people skills, all they know how to do is spend money to hate on us. They don't know what it takes to earn and to put stuff together. They pay for stuff. They don't. They're just the financiers. If they had to put some welding together or assemble a bicycle or do anything really, they'd be up a creek without a paddle.
That's because that 1% thinks everybody's like a regular Joe, that they think they're like a regular Joe when, you know, no regular Joe has their servants put their pants on one leg at a time.
Right.
It's like I watched, you know, a couple other people throughout the week that were talking about, you know, you know, the food prices aren't that bad and, you know, all that, you know, this, all this hoopla. And it's like, well, wait a second. You have personal shoppers do your shopping for you, you know, whether it be clothes, food, you know, going out to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't see the actual numbers, let alone they've got like way more money than the other 99% of the planet. And, you know, to them, it, yeah, it maybe is nothing. To us, it's a fortune.
Well, and that's their goal, because they want a world where the 1% are the only ones that could buy stuff. So they won't tell you you can't own it. It would just not be affordable.
At Sheba, I knew if that ever went up to about $10, people would be awful rich.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that, and I have some shares, but I don't expect anything out of that. I think my Shiba Inu right now is worth maybe $10. I'm not even looking at it, but it's probably in the neighborhood of between $9 and $11. Timo, are you into crypto right now?
Not really. I've got a few friends that are trying to get me into, you know, into it a little more.
Okay.
It's just a matter of being able to invest in crypto at the moment is the hard part, so.
Right. Well, if you take a look at Lolly after the show, sign up. We both get like $5. And then if you buy something, then you get whatever out of it.
Yeah, that means you got about 1,150,000 Shiba.
Actually, I got like I got 1,600,000 something. I'll look real quick. I have it up. I just wasn't looking at it. Hang on. Now you got me curious.
If that ever went up to $50, we wouldn't.
Well, they want the minimum wage to be $50 an hour now. That's hilarious.
You'll leave the show running, leave the lights on, leave the show running. We wouldn't know where the hell you are.
All right, so I was grossly misstated on that. I'm at $2.23 for Shiba Inu, and I have 179,244.7638 whatever Shibas. It's not even worth
$3. Well, I'll tell you, where it's at now, 5 zeros and a 9554. If you bought had $100 laying around, about $100 worth, and just hope that Elon Musk said something astonishing to make it jump up to about $20 a coin.
I'll tell you what I did do once a couple of years ago when that big when it really ballooned. It went, I had $20 in it, and then all of a sudden, overnight, it was worth 260 something. So I took 200 off the top, and I put it into Bitcoin. I figured that was more stable. And then over time, I just rotate stuff around. And when Shiba was stagnating, I just left $2 in it and said if it ever does anything, then I'll be happy. But I took all my holdings out of Shiba except for $2.
Well, I knew a lady. She bought $100 worth of about 20 different coins. That over time, the value of them increased about $300,000. I mean, that's just the way they used to do.
Yeah. Yeah, the crypto market, it went down. I mean, it's coming back up, but it's not like a boom town where it was a couple of years ago. With that said, though, I have a decent amount of money in a crypto called Cosmos. And Cosmos on Coinbase gives you 9.22% interest. Hey,
that's
you two, I need a couple minutes. I'll be right back. You two can talk about whatever. I'll be right back.
The ultimate best way to
go
crypto, especially the popular ones, were to mine them yourself. And many people were doing it early on. You could mine them with your laptop while you were just sitting there doing nothing.
And that was the thing. That was when people could afford it. Nowadays, it's like, you know, crypto can be easy to acquire, but a lot of people can't financially, you know, afford to do it.
No, they can't afford them. Mining has cost a lot of money. And see, the closer and closer you get to 21 million, that's what he initially produced. It's harder and harder and harder.
See, I had a friend of mine, still got a friend of mine, actually. It's not like I lost him or anything. I mean, I know where he is. He's just doing something different at the moment. When he bought Bitcoin, he bought it really low. And then when Bitcoin soared up there, you know, he was basically rich. And then when the Bitcoin, you know, when all the cryptocurrencies took that dive a little bit, he was like, Jesus, I'm broke again. And now that Bitcoin is like starting to come back up, he's like, well, my lips are above the waterline hoping nobody flushes, but he's doing okay. But to me, almost like, in a way, Bitcoin is almost like the stock market where, you know, you never know what your investment dividends are going to pay off as.
Well, that's something I do too, in stocks.
I have some, but it's just not something I've heavily been invested in.
I've been trading stocks for a long time. It's very, but it's hard to learn. Most people fail at that, probably 90%. It takes a long time to learn those strategies.
I made a few $100 with that AMC stock last year, though. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
AMC was probably two years ago. AMC,
yeah, AMD. It went as high as like $68 or something like that, and I let it go down to like 51, and I cashed out, but I paid $7.90 a share, and I bought 10 shares just for the fun of it.
Yeah, but if you're going to trade stocks, you just look for the volatility, mid-cap, large-cap.
Mm-hmm.
And the volatility, and you want stock, you know, you got about three different strategies. You got the elevator, you got scalping, and you got range consolidation, where it just basically runs between say $5, $4.50. If you're trading a $5, $4.50 stock that's got a lot of volume, then what dictates your making money is the quantity of shares you have. And then, too, that there gets to be a problem when you start trading more than 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 shares. You got to get those filled when you get ready to buy and sell. And the more you have, the longer it takes for them to get filled. So there's always this median range where things seem to work the best. It's on anything, an automobile engine or baking a damn pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. But the money can be made. But like I said, other than just being an investor like Warren Buffett, but when you get into trading, it's a little different ball game. A little different.
So, Pianchi, did you have any issues with AT&T today and all that?
I tried calling some people and I couldn't get them. Yeah. It wasn't mine. I used Pure Talk. Pure Talk was going pretty well. I liked it. I'm glad I switched over to it. It give you just as much data, $35 a month. Whereas with my last carrier, I was paying well over 50. And when it came down to doing my MMS texting, I like to text a lot of people. I could only text 10. With this, I can text over 20. So they're pretty cool. And plus, it's American. Started by some veterans located there in Georgia. When you call them up for customer service, you're talking to Americans that you can understand what the hell they're saying. It makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, I love the fact it's only $35 a month, and, you know, I've got way more text and data than I used to have, just like you did.
Yeah, I like them. I'm glad I got tired of them other companies. You know, these people, you know, the thing that pisses me off so bad is when you call customer service and hell don't tell them where the hell you are in the world.
Yeah, no one was laughing at me today about having a Vonage phone.
Yeah. You still got a desk phone?
Yeah, it's a Vonage phone. It plugs into my router.
Yeah. You can't find no service for them hardly no more. I had a desk phone too, and the carrier I was with, they discontinued. And I had a phone number that I had a long time. I was debating whether or not to keep it or not, so I just went on and let it expire. I used this smartphone, this Samsung. This thing does everything. Plus, it has very good volume, good sound to it. So that's what I use.
So here's something you might appreciate, Kimo. So I don't know if you saw this recently. There's some people that are protesting the FCC, they're lobbying, I should say, the FCC. We're at a crossroads here. There are liberals that feel as though these seven dirty words you can't say, that should be phased out because kids have heard everything by now. At the same time, they want any gender words like mom, pop, mother, father, aunt, uncle. They want those gone, boy or girl. They want those to be the new curse words. So can you imagine there are people lobbying for the right to bleep out mother and then drop the F-bomb right after?
Yeah, that's just insane to me. You know, it's not only, you know, is it that they want to do that with TV, they want to do that with the internet as well.
Oh, they want to go back to censoring internet. Okay.
Yeah, that's part of what's going on with that too, is that they want to be able to control free speech on the internet.
That's true. Well, Canada's trying. Canada doesn't allow news out of there. You can't read news or share news from Canada. You can't read any. There's no Russia Today. Any news station that's in Canada, you can't listen to it. And at the same time, you have George Soros buying Odyssey. So his goal is to own like half the radio stations in America.
There's something wrong with him. You know, they got Einstein's brain in a jar. They need to put his brain in a jar when he died and study it.
Well, it's just all from devout hatred. That's all that is.
Yeah, it is. He's evil.
Right.
He's evil. They need to put
his son isn't much better.
Well, that's the one that does things in the United States for his father. He's a U.S. citizen. But
yeah,
they need to take a jar of formaldehyde and stuff his brain in and study it. Maybe they find something out. I don't understand that proof. I really don't. I don't understand that nature aspect of people. Hell, if you don't like something, well, leave other people alone. It's always this thing that I like it, so you got to like it. Then they go completely out of their way trying to convince you, trying to persuade you, and then trying to coerce you to think and go along with their ideology. I don't want to do that. I don't understand that. I never could understand why Sheila Jackson Lee, who was elected in Texas, well, she has problems with crime. She wants to enact legislation at the federal level that affect everybody in the country. No, just be concerned of your constituency. They elected you. Mine didn't.
Some of them aren't even elected. I didn't elect Dr. Tedros. I didn't have the opportunity to vote for him.
Today, Louisiana legislature passed constitutional constitutional carry. The House pushed it on yesterday, and today the Senate pushed it on. I was up early this morning writing letters and emails.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second time. The last time it passed, the Democratic governor vetoed it, I think several times. I don't know why a state would vote for a Democrat. A red state would vote for a Democratic governor. I really don't. Hell, they veto every damn thing.
Well, you got Kentucky.
And in this state, all the blacks are Democrat. All the whites and everybody else are Republican. Other than maybe one or two here or there. I don't understand that. That stuff don't work. Some policies. I can understand some things here and there, but there's one lady, Senator Burroughs, she was the only black there at the hearing yesterday. You can see it on streaming, and she was against it. She was against a citizen having the right to carry without a license. Now, they still allow you to get concealed carry license, which is a cool thing. When my son get ready to get his, I'm going to make sure he goes through the training and everything, my grandson. But, hell, you got to have that nowadays. Look at all the cases where you have these criminals that want to do you harm, and nothing happens to them. You can't wait and call the damn police. Police will come find you guilty of whatever infraction that the criminal done.
If you're still alive.
And then you got the borders. You got the borders wide open. You don't know what the hell's coming across those borders.
Brandon's talking about an executive order now.
Wait a minute. I heard someplace where these illegals are going up to people's houses and knocking on their doors.
Yeah. And the answer to that is we need more illegals. Well, that's what Brandon wants to make an executive order trying to, and they're putting a bridge on the Darien Gap to make it easier for the illegals to come through in Panama.
Yeah. They're going to give them all motorcycles so they can drive up and down the sidewalks, past the sidewalk cafe businesses, and grab people's purse and valuables. Hell, somebody grabbed Serena Williams, and she had to chase them down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they grabbed the wrong one that time.
But you know why they're doing this, right? You know why they're allowing all this? You know why, right?
What's your opinion?
Oh, well, they want the crime to take place so they can come in with an iron fist and suspend everything.
Well,
and then say the only way we could fix this is we need to take liberties away. And we're going to blame it on the white people.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't doubt it stands to be seen just what the citizenry would do when something like that go down. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that would agree with it. Yeah, they had some lady there at the hearing. She was a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she got a citizen. She probably got a green card. She said, if this passed, we moving back. I forget where she came from. So how in the heck you going to handcuff the people of Louisiana for passing a law that they feel that they need? And you just a new arrival coming from someplace probably where they had tyranny and anarchy that you grew up with and used to and think that every place should be like that. Hell no.
Hey, I don't know if you heard about this, but have you heard of Google Gemini? Either one of you?
That was all day today. That was my big laughter of pet peeve that it has ever been all week long. Yeah, Google Gemini is racist.
Well, I went in there trying to find an American. I wanted a picture of an American family. They would not give me a white couple. I went to Canada. They would not give me a white couple. I said I want an Australian family. They would not give me a white Australian family.
And they
told me basically that's restricted.
I proved the theory earlier today with Google Gemini and typed in George Washington. And I didn't know George Washington was black as the ace of spades.
You didn't write in George Washington Carver, did you?
No, straight up George Washington. It All looked right. like George Washington in blackface with the powdered wig.
Oh, so what you could put Justin Trudeau in there and that would have worked.
What is this, a new search engine?
It's an AI photo creator.
Oh, shit.
Well, you can type in certain things like, okay, you want... There's another mistake with that, too, that I can go into in a little bit, but it's not racist. It's just funny. But you can basically type in, okay, I want a car with a dog sticking its head out the window, and Google Gemini will generate a car with a dog sticking its head out a window. So that's one thing.
The thing is, Bianchi and everyone else, it doesn't just find a photo that's on the internet. It creates one for you, like a new piece of art.
They're doing everything with the AI now. They got 3D porn. And they're going to have kids in it because the court ruled and said, well, they're not humans. It's coming.
Well, the thing is, and I've actually got something queued up to that, too, but people have literally been typing in, like, certain phrases, that, you know, like, show me an image of an astronaut. And AI generates astronauts that are black, Hispanic, Chinese, Japanese, any other color but white.
Well, they had to be programmed to do that. It's a continuation.
Yeah, there's an article on it now on InfoWars about how it was programmed.
It's a continuation of the attack on white males. We've seen that coming.
And the funny thing, it was programmed by a white guy who thinks white guilt is a real thing.
Was he one of the whites that was on his knees kissing the shoes of blacks at that church?
Oh, pretty much, yes. He said that Jesus only loves white kids. It's unfair because whites dominate everything. And I'm sorry, you watch the NBA, I say that's wrong. There hasn't been a great white basketball player since Larry Bird. But the funny thing is, they try to, okay, people have sat there and said, okay, give me an image of an astronaut, and they give every other color but white. And then they tell them, okay, give us a picture of a white astronaut, and Google and Gemini literally says, we can't do that.
Yeah. And then the thing is that when they get found out, of course, oh, we didn't know this. This is a mistake. We'll get this fixed. Oh, here's something hot off the press. Judge Ergaron denies Trump's request to delay enforcement of penalties until it gets appealed. Erdogan says he must pay right now, or Letitia James will seize Trump's properties very shortly.
Should Judge Ergaron worried about the trucker strike in New York because of all of this?
It doesn't matter. It's more important to be liberal.
I as we know, as of Monday, the truckers have been on strike in New York. They've shown videos, not mainstream media, but a couple other media sources have shown where they're one of the biggest hubs in New York for truckers to be shipping goods in and out was barren. It was completely empty the last 3 days.
Oh, they're okay with that.
And the only truckers that are coming into New York to bring in goods are contracted because as far as, something mostly people don't know is that, there's agencies that tell truck drivers, hey, if you want to make money, take this produce from here to there, it's like being a broker for a truck driver.
Yeah.
And they have literally been telling truck drivers, it's like, hey, look, you can make an extra 30% right now if, you deliver this shipment to New York. So the truck drivers are making like $400 to $500 extra for a run. And then in the long run, it causes eggs to come up another 20 to 30% or produce to come jump up like that. So people in New York
are going to pay, and so the stores don't really get affected. It's the customers that have to pay that.
Exactly.
But then again, they're loving and liberal, so it's okay.
And the funny thing is people
being liberal.
Well, so much for that, because people in New York are finally getting pissed off, and it's not just normal New Yorkers.
But not enough, though.
They're starting to pull the immigrants from the hotels and stuff in New York and shipping them to the ghettos.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is these people have enough problems surviving as it is, and all of a sudden they're just making more strain and the matter worse.
Well, that Judge Aragon is going to create a bee's hive because they're not allowing Trump to utilize his due process.
No, his and they changed the law for him, too. They took something that was out of date and created it for a date. And then you have the governor that came out yesterday or the day before and said, don't worry, business owners, this is not for you. This is just for Trump.
Yeah, I heard that. That's what happened to the Japanese with their internment, causing mm-hmm. them to lose businesses and that. They would not allow due process. They were American citizens. Due process for the 14th Amendment. Procedure due process. That's what's going to happen to Trump. Trump's going to be able to sue the hell out of them.
Exactly.
I don't understand. This judge is retired, ain't he, Vito?
Chemo,
he's retired, ain't he?
He's on the verge, not completely retired. He still has a case. There's still, his run is still for like another year.
And his remarks that to Letitia James that he agreed with her that Trump was guilty before the trial. Now, fellas, a person would have to be downright dumb stupid to say something like that. They're giving up the whole house.
Come on, Letitia James basically ran on the principle of getting Trump, of just, damaging Trump, period.
Absolutely. And look at all the people that he has on the payroll. Some people say 100,000. You have to ask yourself the logic of some of the thinking and the actions that you see these people pull off. What the heck is going through their minds? And it's really not unexpected of her to make those statements. What you have to look at is the people that voted for her based on those statements. Where in the hell are they mind at?
But that's the whole thing. It's like the Democrats and the liberals in the long run, you know, after the last 4 years, that's all their goal has been, is to destroy Trump. Period.
And they don't care if they destroy themselves. As long as they get Trump, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Well, you have to ask, then you have to ask why.
Actions.
Did he knock a lot of people out of money? The ability to get some under-the-table money? That's probably what it's all about.
Did you guys see that Trump is planning a speaking engagement in Harlem, and then he's renting out the Madison Square Garden for a night so he could do an event there? I can't wait to see him talk to people in Harlem. The only people that are going to vote for Trump right now are the white liberals in the big cities. That's all they got.
Oh, little by little, they're showing the end of, the Independent did an article on it. There's a couple others, and they literally started talking to people in Harlem, and people in Harlem were like, I don't know why we voted for Biden in the first place. Oh, yeah, because we were told by him that if we didn't vote for Biden, that we ain't black. And it's like they thought that, you know, he's going to straight up help the black communities and everything. And Biden hasn't done squat for anybody, and it's just made it worse.
No, the only thing he's done anything for is making sure the illegals get $5,000 and $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with them blacks in South Carolina. I swear I don't. Hell, they came out during the primary for him. I don't know what's the matter with these people, man. I really don't.
I mean, yesterday, Yankee and Timo, I want to play this for everybody real quick here. It's about a minute and a half.
You are a woman enough. The only reason why I'm so young, you got in as president, is because of that great Kamala. Everybody was so desperate to put a black woman, which she ain't black, as vice president. And now the whole country, the whole country, how the hell you bring in all these illegals? I don't know where to put them. Because the dad folks voting didn't work. We didn't come on to that. And now y'all gonna take all them children out of school. Why the fuck did y'all choose Chicago? So now most of them children are black children got to sit at home because y'all getting on my motherfucking nerves. Y'all sit up there doing this to mostly minority black children, but Trump the racist. No, you're not racist. I'm getting sick of this for real. I'm dead serious. Y'all better fix this for my parents. All those black people that farm and keep the goddamn school open, they sure got to sit the fuck at home and they got to figure out what the fuck to do. How the fuck is it supposed to work? I'm telling you, Joe and O, y'all got to fucking go. I'm fixing to march to the United States government. I'm for real. I'm for real fixing to join Trump because ain't no way, ho. Ain't no way.
And that's one of the happier ones. I thought you might appreciate that Kimo.
That was in Chicago, wasn't it? That was that woman in Chicago with Brennan.
Yes.
Them people are angry. Well, you know, they voted for them. They've been voting for them over and over and over again. Now it's hurting them. Now they see. At least they should. The same leaders let the shooting go on or didn't do anything to provide remedies. It's the same thing. You got all these people, all these Americans in prison, not only J6, but in elsewhere. Those people should be given the opportunity to rehabilitate themselves, those that want to. So after they spend their time in prison and come out, what type of attitude and animosity do you think they going to have then when they look around and see all these people from, and you know, these people don't learn how to speak English. Every time I go someplace, there's a mother and two children And the only people that knows how to speak English to do the transaction is the children. They translating for the mother. You be in the checkout line at Walmart, they spending cash. They don't have no credit card. It's spending cash. That's why you know something going on. And I ain't never seen a society that didn't take care of their own. Even if you hated them, at least you put them before you put somebody else. That's in Mexico's constitution. Mexicans come first.
They've even said that. Yeah, they said on hot mics they don't give an F about any U.S. citizens. It's 100% for the illegals.
Yep. Go down to Mexico and protest and pull out an American flag leading your protest and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But here they climb the pole, take down the American flag, and put up the Mexican flag.
Or any other flag.
Yeah, flags with colors you don't even know what the heck they mean. Hell, you had
Pianchi,
a guy.
I sent you that article, Pianchi, about the black George Washington and stuff.
That hearing yesterday, you had people that came and spoke against the bill. One was a New Orleans police officer. Well, the senator that was holding, the committeeman that was holding the meeting, the cop from New Orleans come talking about crime is not, New Orleans is not the number one murder capital. And the senator said, well, hell, my daughter was mugged in New Orleans. And besides that, your DA was carjacked in New Orleans. So what happened to all that? It just disappeared?
Yeah.
Don't want people to be able to protect themselves. Hell, when you come to a stop sign, you might as well roll it because somebody behind you going to bump you. You're going to get out and see what's going on. Then you get robbed and carjacked. That one elderly white woman, she was carjacked. She was holding on to the door or the steering wheel. And they drug her. Then she finally let go, and they killed her.
Well, what about the one guy, the one illegal that shot a cop? He was out the next day, no charges. And then
he
robs another store.
I don't understand that neither.
Yeah, you would think Eric Adams, coming from the police department, he would at least say that's enough. But no, that's okay. It's loving and liberal.
And like I said, at Target, they shut down all the self-service kiosk where you check your own self out because people wasn't checking out all the, they wasn't scanning all the items.
Hey, I'll let you
money.
In on one secret of mine. If I ever have to do a checkout and I have a dozen of something, I count a baker's dozen as a dozen. If I have a dozen donuts, it's 13 in there. That they didn't ask me what kind of dozen. They just asked me if I had a dozen.
Yeah. They showed a picture of inside the store. I only had two people working at the checkout. And I shit you not. You thought it was a funeral procession. In the store, people with baskets wrapped around the inside of the store. The damnest thing you ever saw. You know, it looked like they're making a movie. Who in the heck would wait that long to pay for something that's been downsized in quantity and upsized in price?
Yeah, that I can't answer.
And my only answer is sheeple.
Yeah. Hey, it's I want to get some Broccoli Man in real quick.
Bring him on.
All right. So I have the millennials in this one, Kimo and Bianchi. So in this one, even the millennials are ready to move off of Brandon now. That's how bad it's gotten. So when you're ready, Kimo, let me know.
I'm ready.
All right. So I'll count down all these videos you can find on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man on there. And so please subscribe to us. All right, I'll count down. Yeah. Go ahead.
I had a glitch. Hang on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
That ever since our internet went down earlier today, it's... because I know it's going to give me ads.
Oh.
Does your rain jacket still make you feel cold and damp? This bearskin waterproof stock shell jacket blocks rain on the outside.
This is the first ad.
Order your free Donald Trump Collector's Gold Bar now. We're giving these beautiful Trump Gold Bars to any patriot who wants one.
Wait.
The only catch is you have to pay the shipping. Any American who loves this country and understands the importance of making 2024 our year does not want to miss out on it. We're giving them away until literally run out. Let's make the country.
Okay.
Oh, you ready? Okay. I'll count down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Sit down with Brandon. He's too white to me. And Hems is too old. It was pretty funny when he got off the stage and he was shaking hands with the ear.
I hate when he tells people to vote for Trump if they ask him a question. Maybe we want to vote for someone who is black.
I hope them is going to let Kamala Harris be as the first black lady to be president. I hope they'll let Michael Robinson Obama be president. We need to have the first trans person to be our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I heard all those something dark airs coming in from the Mexico border. Thems are now being put on city councils so thems can make more illegals to get legal status.
That is totally fair. We need to remove white people from society. Thems are too racist.
I know, right? I am so glad as black people are finally able to take over America.
I was so happy that Trump got sued by Letitia James for $351 million. Hems lied and said his Mar-a-Lago property was worth $400 million. But the judge said it was only worth $18 million. He should be arrested also for the fraud.
Trump should be arrested just for breathing. I hate everyone that thinks it is a good idea to vote for him.
I think everyone who is not black should be arrested and placed in FEMA camps. It is too bad FEMA camps do not exist.
I know. It's that racist broccoli dude. He don't understand our race. This something ducker just rips and suck. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. No cap.
I want to punch Hems in Hems' ballsack for beezing too white and not beezing LGBTQPHS+.
I heard that Proof Negative said Michael Robinson Obama should get arrested for mail fraud. It was not Faye's fault when Big Mike's junk was sloshing that one time on the Ellen show. I hate when that happens to me.
This Green Jones is too racist to vote for Michael Robinson Obama. Dems will only vote for white people.
Actually, I am supporting Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Neither of them are white. But what is important is they support our constitution.
Bleepy bigot. Them by snitches ain't even black.
Stats Malik. Them's ain't even black. They like Trump, so they ain't even black.
Please. Tell me how that works. Your skin color changes if you vote for a certain person? Is that how Michael Jackson changed skin color?
You need to take that back right now, as also put a scam on that face.
That's why I hate white peoples. They have to put race into everything. Not like us black people who are oppressed always by them.
Yeah. We would all be a lot better off if we separated peoples by skin color. This dude is probably thinking about how he can arrest us for talking on black.
Hey Mike. You know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Joe Biden.
Hey something Bucker. You take that back right now and you best put a scam on that face. I'm tired of this green gents arresting me for showing my junk to the kids.
Malik, there is one way you cannot get arrested for showing children your junk. Stop showing kids your junk.
That was very generous of you. How would you like it if I glued my ball sack to the McGMO drive-thru again and protested climate change? Yeah, and I'm going to take a whiz on an electric fence to protest the National Guard doing border patrol.
Oh please. You guys do ahead and do that. Have fun with that.
If you were a good human being, you would listen to all the globalists and eat Z-Bugs. You would also own nothing. Yeah, that's why Brandon made it legal to sleep in a tent on the street. So he does not own anything.
I am still allowed to have an apartment. Because I is black.
Yeah, we makes a lot of fat stacks because we get a black people's stipend.
At least I get a stipend for leasing a trans.
Mike. The people in the back want to know why if you are black, you do not qualify for a stipend for black people. Was there something wrong? What stops you from making all that money?
Listen here, you racist fool. You needs to shut up that face.
That's why I does not let Mike or any white peoples in my whip. I never let any white peoples in my car because white people's bees is too racist. And because I is black. I can go into any store I want and just walk out with anything that is less than $1,200. I need my four-finger discount.
You wouldn't believe how much I stole at China March yesterday. Even though I make $5 million a year from the black stipend, I ain't finna waste my monies on buying stuffs. If the law says I can steal ish, then I am finna steals all the ish.
Malik, when you steal all the ish, it makes my ovaries get ready to make my eggs swim. Can you please run out to my purse and help me get pregnant?
I would rather do it right on the side of the 405 freeway in rush hour traffic. It is legal as long as we are trans.
Sammy Willis should not be in trouble for cheating on her mans and then taking money from Brandon to arrest Trump. Thems are just going after Fannie Willis for being black.
I am so happy that a California Democrat wants to change the minimum wage to $50 an hour. Just think of how many things people can afford.
Yeah, all these young kids flipping burgers and then going out to buy the Lambo.
You do realize that if wages go up 5 times in value, the cost of living will also go up? It might even go up 6 or 7 times because everyone else will know you are making money. Also, lots of businesses would close because that minimum wage would mean less employees. Or sometimes no employees.
Then if they do not want to pay it, they should shut down. It is only fair that these businesses pay their employees.
That is why Go gets a four-finger discounts. Anyone that owns a company should pay their fair share. I get mine fair and square because I is black.
If you ain't work, we will make you go broke.
That's right, Malik. I can't wait to go home and make some cash money by doing a webcam on OnlyTrans.
Hey everyone. I do hope you are making sure you, your friends, and your family is not going woke. It is liberal policies that fail countries. Educate yourself. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also go to the schedule on freedomizerradio.com and check out the other freedomists sharing lots of truth. freedomizerradio.com.
I would never go to freedomizerradio.com and definitely never ever go to the Proof Negative radio show. He thinks there are only two genders and only females can get pregnant. He also does not support Democrat policies and is against microchips and the New World Order. He even thinks Florida is bad for you and that communism sucks.
All right. That's this week's episode.
Hey, do you think that there's going to be a black first person lost in space?
Lost in space?
Yeah, break loose from that teeter and just go sailing off.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking about the TV show Lost in Space.
So about the same, ain't it?
Yeah, I know.
It takes 7 months to go to from Earth to the Mars. And what are they going to do for sunshine that helps blacks maintain their pigmentation?
Well,
so Mars
question.
Is making notion that astronauts won't be all white men. Well, apparently that ain't going to be true, because if you're not getting any sunlight, then what naturally are you going to turn? You're going to drop your melanin, because it would be a hampering for you where there's not a lot of sunshine.
See, I'm not
blacks
familiar
that
with
come
that.
Off the,
so,
yeah, blacks that come off the equator in Africa and they go up into London, after two or three generations, they become just as white as the people that were there before them. Maybe not that fast, but that's the whole theory of why you have that melanin and you're living on the equatorial zone. I don't know if you're going to find many people wanting to stay hampered up in a space capsule for 7 months.
I was just thinking when you made that comment about the first black man to be lost in space, it's like, it almost seems realistic because, you know, technically when it comes to horror movies or sci-fi movies or, you know, monster movies and stuff like that, who's the first one to go? So it seems reasonable.
Can you hear the repercussions after that? They sacrificed the black man. And all that kind of stuff.
My question, though, you guys, would be, how do they keep the space shuttle gassed up for 8 months?
Very carefully.
And I know they're not using solar.
Very, very carefully. So what they gonna eat when they get to Mars? They're not gonna have no soul food.
See, I don't even I'll be honest, I have no idea. There could be life on Mars as far as we know. We wouldn't have any idea. It's not like they would tell us the truth anyway.
I don't think you're going to find many black people wanting to go to Mars.
Oh, I have to keep my mouth shut because I just came up with a really bad joke to that, and I can't do it.
Okay.
Well, look, You're being president, you know, if you hold it to yourself.
Well, you know why then? Because you know that, you know, no, they're not going to come up there because there ain't no Popeye's chicken on Mars.
Yeah. Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Hey, I don't know if you heard me, Bianchi, before. We're getting a Bojangles here, actually. There's supposed to be 20 of them by the end of 2024.
My grandson likes Bojangles.
Out of all the chicken down, places, those are my favorite.
Yeah, when he goes down to Atlanta.
They don't have any there in Baton Rouge?
No, all they got is Popeyes and the churches or two.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
But he's right. There won't be no Popeye's chicken on Mars. Won't be any watermelon.
But if you tell these white liberals, though, that Trump won't be on Mars, they'll line up.
That would be
good
interesting.
Idea.
Suppose there's some biological effects due to the conditions of space, zero gravity. Wonder how that would affect a black person.
Well, we have no idea if there is gravity or not on Mars, really. We just have what we've been told. For all we know, they could have extra gravity.
As big as the butts on black females here on Earth, when they go to Mars and be there for about 4 or 5 months, all of that probably disappear.
Their suits
would be sagging.
And I say that the easiest way to get black people on Mars is tell them Trump told them they can't go to Mars.
That's true.
But the black liberals would be hopping, skipping, and jumping all the way into the shuttle going on. We'll show him wrong, you know.
Can you imagine?
So
you have a black person lost in space, and they call a news conference, and they ask the people in NASA, where are they? Well, we don't have the slightest idea. What do you mean? You know where every other black person is. You don't know where they are. You're racist.
So, Kimo, going back to my cartoon, is that how Michael Jackson changed his skin color?
Yeah, little by little, he was a closet Republican, I think. So,
well, they don't care about us. That was a song about how he hates the 1%.
Yeah, but that's one news conference I wouldn't want to miss. I like to hear the responses.
And I made sure, Kimo, I brought up when Big Mike sloshed on the Ellen Show.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought it was funny.
But Big Mike does not want that job, though.
No, she's not that smart.
Maybe she is smart. Maybe she's smart enough to not want that job.
Yeah, she's smart enough to not want the job, but when it comes down to her intelligentsia, it'll show when she's trying to do what's required of that job. Well, she can't be no more worse off than that Gene, the White House press conference secretary.
At least Michael Robinson Obama can talk, and he is a nice lady, so Karine Jean-Pierre really isn't much of a talker.
Well, you ain't really heard Michelle really get into the different phraseology. You'd be surprised.
Every time I see Jean-Pierre, it just reminds me where ramen noodles come from.
Hey, don't she look like she just came off a Phantom? You know what she reminds me of? North Korean people, how smaller they are compared to South Korean. And you know they're on Haiti. They practically starving anyway.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for her in one of the press conferences, you know, as, you know, she's always doing the press conferences and everything else, you know, because she is press secretary. But I'm waiting for at least Peter Ducey to piss her off so bad that she just goes ghetto on him.
I don't think she can go ghetto. I really don't. She ain't got that background. That ain't something to just pick up.
Big Mike can do that, though.
I think she would cry. She'd probably cry.
I can see Big Mike bringing a Hot Wheel track with him to the press conference.
Well, Mike could probably go ghetto just like Fannie Mae did at the hearing. She went ghetto. Her head started wiggling.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even quantify that with an answer. That's one of the worst interviews I've ever seen in a courtroom. That was just as bad as that dude that drove that car in Wisconsin and ran over a bunch of people, and then he said he didn't know that person.
Yeah.
I don't remember the dude's name, but it was along those lines.
Wonder
just bragging about how you keep cash in your house. How do you get away with that?
Yeah, he came home and parked the car with the front end facing to the street. Then he went across to his white neighbor to borrow the phone to call Uber, I think.
Yeah. But Benny Willis thought that her story was going to check out. That's just amazing.
Maybe she should have checked with her lover first before he gave answers, before she gave them.
And made sure her dress was on the right way instead of backwards?
Yes.
But what would happen with that, though, Bianchi? Because normally I would think that if a prosecutor was that bad, that they would just declare it a mistrial and Trump goes home by default, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, they think they're concerned with the blowback. But she should be mistrial. She shouldn't even been there for the baggage that she's carrying.
What would the blowback be right now? Because how would it benefit them to just find another prosecutor and a new judge?
It needs to be a new venue because the people in that town, they all gonna be cut from the same cloth. It needs to be a new venue. You need to move the venue over to like a Louisiana.
The federal commission on that should just drop the case, period.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying. When do you find a new judge and a new prosecutor?
Even if he appealed it, I don't see if he appealed it up to Clarence Thomas. I don't see how it would ever hold anyway, because so much stuff is wrong. And in the meantime, so much other evidence that came out to collaborate with what's been said all along.
Right. So, if in my opinion, if Fannie Willis and Nate and Mr. Wade are making money from Brandon to find him guilty, then isn't that enough evidence to drop the case and Trump wins? Normally, I would think yes.
Well, it depends on who's hearing the case. If you got some ratchet judges, and especially if you got a panel, three-judge panel, you got to get out of that territory. You know, Chavez should never have been tried in Minneapolis. You never get no fair trial there.
You mean Derek Chauvin? Not Chavez,
Chauvin,
Derek Chauvin. Yeah.
Right. Chauvin never should have been tried in Minneapolis. Because you got to look at the mentality, the intellect of the people. I'm sorry, but it does make a difference. It makes a difference in what you listen to all day long. You've been conditioned.
I just wonder where she came up with the $700,000 in cash, in her home, no less.
Same way Jefferson had money in his freezer. In Louisiana, remember? During Katrina?
Yep.
Yeah.
They'd be stealing. They'd run that city
into the
ground.
That's literally the term, cold hard cash.
They would run that city into the ground. That ain't the only one, either. You got another one in St. Louis called Jennings, and I think he's got a 7-member council, city government, all black except for one white, and all the blacks are in collection. Can you imagine that? They in collection. Haven't paid their water bill, sewer. They in collection. Now, who in the heck would elect that many people to run your government, and they can't run their own damn finances?
Exactly.
And I don't know why people don't say it like it is. I'm the only one say it like it is. I don't care. It's wrong. Oh, you just don't like black people. I don't like them. Hell no. That's why I don't vote for them. And I mean, that's just the way it is, because in those communities, you don't have no whites running for government, and you surely don't have no Republicans. If you see a Republican in those districts, you might as well throw a net over him, because you got something. You don't call us a rare species. A Republican, a white Republican, too?
But yet, even though, like in Chicago, if there hasn't been a black mayor, or if there has not been a Republican mayor in 70 years, it's still the Republicans' fault, even though every single person involved is Democrat.
St. Louis, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where these people come up with this stuff. I'm going to read you something somebody sent me.
Yes.
If I can find it. Keep talking. I'll find it.
All right, so Kimo, I know you said you had to leave early. I'm not kicking you out, but how much time do I have with you?
Roughly about 5 minutes.
All right.
Hang on, Kimo, till you hear this. I'm looking for this text message this woman sent me. Guess I could do a search for her name.
And then I don't know what's the latest on the Washington, D.C. case. I've just heard Jack Smith so much without even hearing anything with court. But these globalists must really think that they're going to win in all this.
Well, because they think that, you know, they think that everybody on the planet, or at least in the United States, thinks the way they do. And more people are starting to question, you know, to actually get intelligence to point to actually question these issues, they're starting to realize, well, wait a second, that's not the answer that they gave in the first place when we wanted to elect them, and then turn around and then, you know, all of a sudden they're giving a completely different answer. And now
you know what was the last straw, what woke people up? Is when they shut down the schools and they shut down the soccer fields so they could house illegals there. They take the black rec room and community centers for the poor community, for the black communities, and then they shut those down so illegals can live there. That's what woke them up.
Listen to this. This is her response to that video that you played that I sent to her. She came back with me and said, when will we understand that no matter what party the Caucasian, quote unquote, associates with, they are against the blacks, Africans. They make it difficult for the black woman or man to succeed. Oh, shoot, that's my grandson. Hang on. He always called me.
But I thought Trump had the lowest black unemployment rate ever.
Look, she said they make it difficult for the black woman or man to succeed in politics, education, business, wealth, and health. And that's the attitude some of these people take. It's down there synonymous in the attitude that they take.
Oh, and I'm sure they'll still vote for Brandon.
Oh, yeah, they're going to vote for him with joy. The ones that don't are the ones that are well-educated and that have an interest, either monetary interest in salary and wages.
And the ones that do are happy being victims.
Well, that's what they've been taught. That's what they've been conditioned to do. So some point in their life, they made it. They finally realize when they get about 39 and 40 that things look grim from here on out. And then the thing that gets me, they talk about that we need to have our own schools and that, but they the ones that be aborting their babies, so they want to take somebody else's kids and work with them. How can you convince somebody to do what you say when you're not doing it yourself? That's ridiculous.
Very true. Hey, Proof, I'm heading out. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Proof,
all
right, get out of here too.
I'll try to get a hold of you while I'm in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're out. Are you out too, Pianchi?
Yeah, I'm going to get out, too. My grandson just called me and see what he wants.
Hey, I'm all right. That's cool. Well, I'll play some clips and get out of here when I feel like it.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All right. Let's see what we have here. See what we have from here.